Tavshin Ayin Tes. So as was mentioned before, there are a lot of mitzvahs in the Parsha. A lot of mitzvahs in the Parsha. And let's take a look here. We have three svasemeses. I think that will give us an insight to the Parsha as a whole. It says in the Medrash here. I see the Medrash, and you know, these are just citations on the top from different psukim, so we'll refer to them when we see it inside the svasemes. The kiseite, in Parsha's kiseite, ki yikra ken tzipor lefanecha. Right, the pasuk of Shiluach HaKen. We should come upon a bird's nest. Halacha.
This is the first pasuk in the...
No, this is what he called. This is
what pasuk is it?
It's in Shani, I believe. And the Shani.
It is Perek Chaf Beis, pasuk Vav. Ki Kare, Ken Tzipor Lefanecha Baderech B'chol Eitz. All the orets, the frochim of beitzim, the aim of beitzim, while the beitzim will sikacha aim alabonim. And the pasuk, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. The Medrash starts off with kiseitze, kikorei ken tzipor lefanecha, halacha, tinok shenolad keshumohu, maushi mutter, or it's tzarech, it should be tzarech lemuloso, kach shanu chachomim. Tinuk shenolad mohul tzorech latif menu dam bris b'vnei briso shel Avram. So this is pretty strange. He starts off talking about Shiluach HaKen, and then it brings in, you know, ki'ilo, you know, free association wise. Oh, and what if a child is born and he's already reported he's already mohul, so what do you do? So the Medrash says, the halacha is that you still have to be matif mimenu dam bris. Nonetheless, you have to nick him and record and take some blood out. Take some blood out. Even though he's already born mohul. But the obvious question is, what's up to the price of eggs? Right? No joke. No pun intended. In other words, why are we talking about, you know, the mitzvah of Mila in the context of the pasuk of Shiluach HaKen? Okay. Says this Svasemes. B'medrash, hanolad mohu tzorech lahatif me'enu dam bris mibnei briso shel Avram Avinu. Himol. It brings a pasuk that we know that you have to, nonetheless, you have to be made to me'enu dam bris. Od sham, and there's another medrash also here in our parsha here, and that's the second medrash here. Od sham livias chein hein l'roshecha. Right, pasuk says in Mishlei. Here it's on the top. You can see the pasuk. Ki livias chein heim leroshecha, va'anakim legargrosecha. The mitzvos are livias chein. They are levaya really means escort of chein, or it can mean an adornment. Right, an adornment leroshecha to your head, va'anakim legargrosecha, and a necklace for your record for your neck. Right. Like a crown, as it were, for your head, and a necklace for your neck. That's what the mitzvahs are. So the Medrash says, right, Mahu ki livias chein, right, again on this pasuk in Mishlei, Amru Pinchas Barchama, l'chol mokom sheteilech hamitzvos malavos oscha. Wherever you go, the mitzvahs are malavi. In other words, we have two interesting midrashim here that the Svasemes is going to talk about. The first interesting medrash is this one that talks about first Shiluach HaKen, right? And then all of a sudden it starts talking about if a child is born, mohul, do you have to be matif menim dam bris? That's the first medrash. The second medrash brings the pasuk in Mishlei. Mishlei, it says, Ki livias chein hein leroshecha v'anakim legar grosecha. The mitzvos become for you, right? They become for you an adornment for your head, right? And they become a necklace for your neck. Okay? Very nice. Says the second medrash, right? The medrash that's going on the pasuk of livias chein, it takes the word livias, and rather than associating with which with the pasuk pshat, the pasuk is talking about an adornment for the head, right? He learns a Miloshin Levaya, which means to escort. I mean, we have Levaya Tameis, you know, you escort the dead. We have Levaya, you escort a person, right? At the end of last week's parsha, you have to escort a person from your house, right? The Mitzvah Levaya. He says, Ma'uki Livyaschein, Amar Rebbe Pinchas Bar Chama, L'chol Mokom Shetelech, wherever you shall walk, HaMitzos Malavos Oscho, wherever you walk, the Mitzos escort you. The Mitzos escort you. In other words, Livyaschein Le'inecha is not just an adornment for your head, but also talking about the nature of mitzvahs, that wherever you go, mitzvahs are always escorting you. Kisiv Nebayis Chodosh, if you build a new house, In our parsha this week, the person builds a house, he has to build a makeh on the roof, right? Im asisa l'chadeles, ha-mitzvos malavos ha-shenem, ruchsavtem al-mezuz ve-secha. You build a house, right? You build a doorway, you have to put a mezuzah on it, right? The mitzvos are malavi, wherever you turn, there's mitzvos. Im lavashte kelim chadoshim, if you purchase for yourself and wear new garments, HaMitzvah Malavos HaSchoshin Amr L'Osil Bashatneis. The mitzvah here is a lot. This is a prohibition as opposed to a positive commandment. Make sure there's no shatness in your clothing, etc., etc., etc. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu Lo Ayisa Osik B'Dover El Mahalech B'Derech. Even if you're not doing anything, you're just walking along, guess what? There's going to be a mitzvah that will be Malavi. You'll come upon the bird's nest, right? You're just going about your business. You're traveling from here to there. You're not doing anything specific, etc. Oh, bang, the mitzvah is Malavi. The mitzvahs are always escorting you wherever you go. Says the Sfas Emes, the Medrash, right? A nolan mol tzorch lahatek mimenu dam bris. That's the first Medrash. Vemnei briso shalav ravino. Od sham, another Medrash, also here in Dvarim. Livyas chein heim l'roshecha. V'chomokom shetelech ha-mitzos malavos oscha. Wherever you go, mitzos are escorting you. Ki ha-kodesh baruch hu nasan b'nei Yisrael liyos lahem chelek b'toro mitzos. Levad ma sheyesh b'chol mitzvah kama pu'ulos nizgavos v'shamayim v'aretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a chelek, right, in Torah mitzvos, aside from the effect that every mitzvah has, yeah, in terms of it personally has an effect in the heavens and upon the earth. In other words, every mitzvah we do has an effect. We're not always privy to that effect. We don't always know exactly what the effect is, but it has an effect on in the heavens and the earth. But in addition to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chelek in Torah mitzvos. He gave us a portion in Torah mitzvos. Right? Aval ha-mitzvah, right? Nigmeres b'maasa isha Yisraeli. In other words, the mitzvah is only complete when it is, it's been done, right? And these mitzvos, they only reach their completion when they're being done by what he called by a Jewish person.
What's the chiddush?
Time out. Val ze omrim v'inoam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu v'ze perish v'charos imo abris imo b'shutfas k'di'isa b'midrashim. In other words, even though every mitzvah, the mitzvahs are from the Torah, and this is part of the design of the world, right? It's part of the design of the world. But the mitzvah is never complete until it's done by a Jew. In other words, let's say the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shutfus with us. That's what he says, a charos imo abris. When we make the bris, when we make a covenant with Hashem, right? When we do, let's say, bris milah, make a covenant with Hashem, so we become his partners. So even though the mitzvahs themselves are part of the underlying structure of both the heavens and the earth, but the mitzvah is always incomplete until a Jew goes and does it, right? The world is incomplete until a Jew does the mitzvah, right? Which is the underlying basis of everything in the heavens and the earth. The charos imo abris imo b'shutfus k'di'isa b'midrashim v'ze ikar ha'os k'mo shekasev chazal tzvakos. Hashem's name is called Tzvakos. Os hu batzava shelo, shebnei Yisrael shehem amo vechelko chal shem shamayim b'masa yedeim, right? Lachen dafka himo yimol. In other words, until a Jew, let's say we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu stackled the rice.
Why are you emphasizing a Jew here?
Right, because we're the ones who do the mitzvahs, right? He stackled the rice of bra alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah. The Torah is what he called is filled with mitzvos, and with that is the creation of the world. There, what he calls the creation of the world. So So you say, what he, well, so he'd say, okay, the world is now complete. Right? The world is now complete. And now Hashem tells us, I want you to do mitzvahs because I want to give you a reward for doing the mitzvahs. It's not just that. It's not just that, what he called, that the world is complete. And as it were, what he called, it's a system that Hashem made, built upon all the mitzvahs that are in the Torah, because the Torah is the blueprint to the world. And he says, and now I want you to do these mitzvahs and you'll get a reward for them. He's saying the world is not complete until you do the mitzvah. You're my shutaf. In other words, all of the Torah is a bris with Hashem. It's a covenant with Hashem, and a covenant are always two parties, right? In other words, my what you call, I'm incomplete, Kavi Yachal, Kodesh Baruch Hu say, my world is incomplete until you do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is really important. It's true. It's the foundation of the world, but the mitzvah is incomplete until a Jew does it. So therefore, right? Therefore, that's what it's saying. He's saying that's the idea of the Medrash is telling us that even if the child is born and he's mohul, nonetheless there's a mitzvah for the Jew to participate. Uh-huh. It's not enough that it's that way naturally. You have to participate, because otherwise, what he called, the mitzvah is incomplete. Otherwise, the world is incomplete. Otherwise, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he called, is missing the part of the picture over here. Why? Because he made a shutfus with us, made a partnership with us.
You're saying the world is not completed now?
Right, the world is not complete until we do the mitzvahs. So that's now.
Do you have one specific mitzvah involved? Or?
Well, he would quote and say, here it happened to mention in the Medrash, happened to mention, mm-hmm. Yeah, right, happened to mention the mitzvah of what do you call it? It went from Ken Sipor, and then all of a sudden starts talking about Bris Mila. And then, because it's trying to explain to you that what we asked, what's the kesher between Ken Sipor, between Shiluach HaKen and the mitzvah of Mila? Because it's telling you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed mitzvahs everywhere in the world, in every event, in every object, in every circumstance. There are mitzvahs, right? They're accompanying you. They're always there. And the reason, right? The reason there is that so that a Jew will always connect to those mitzvahs, right? They're there, right? And that way he completes the covenant that exists between Hashem and the Jewish people. The world is incomplete until the two partners are doing their job. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world upon mitzvahs, but he made those mitzvahs available because until the mitzvahs are fulfilled by the Jewish people, right, the purpose of the mitzvah is incomplete. The mitzvah is incomplete. The world is incomplete. That's why it goes straight from Shiluach HaKen, which is sort of something, you know, just by chance, you're walking down the street, over, oh, there's a bird's nest, the mitzvah Shiluach HaKen is available to me. And then the Medrash immediately goes to Bris Mila, which speaks about the whole structure of mitzvah, of bris, of covenant, right? And that's why Hashem made the world filled with mitzvahs everywhere you go. They're formal mitzvahs and they're informal mitzvahs, right? When you have a temptation, right, to what he called to refer to someone in your family as dingbat, right? Or what he called, or you what he called, you have a yearning to refer to perhaps another member of your family as meathead, right? As meathead, as was mentioned before, names will be withheld in order to protect the innocent, right? What he called. So when you, as it were, the fact that you have an urge, right, to do that, and the fact that you happen to see that television show many years ago, Lo Aleinu Hashem Yishmarenu, Rico, we've always been protected from all forms of tumah, right? Yeah, we call that gave you that we call that incredible we call it addition to your lexicon, right? That you could refer to people by such names, and you don't do it, right? You don't do it. So then you've sanctified. Yeah, that opportunity, you sanctified that moment in time, you sanctified that relationship, you've quashed, right? You've quashed a piece of you that's not attached to Hashem. Because when you say, you call somebody else a meathead, or you call them, a dingbat, right? You call them a dingbat, yeah, you're not attached to Hashem right then. Right? You're revolving in your own universe, right? You're revolving around your own egocentric universe. So Hashem is an os in the tzava of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem's presence is found, right, in the host of the Jewish people. The Jewish people are keeping mitzvos, right? This Hashem is called tzvakos. He's an os in his tzava. He is his presence, right? His presence is seen within the host called the Jewish people. That's what Hashem is referred to as tzfakos, to tell us that his presence rides upon, right? Rides upon our what we call our Torah, our mitzvahs, our what we call our connection to him and our connection to the Torah in general. Shebnei Israel Shehem Amo Vechelko Chal Shem Shamayim B'Masa Yedehem. Right? Chal Mais is what we call Shem Shamayim. In other words, when a Jew does a mitzvah, the Shem Hashem, the oath of Hashem's name, is being written in their midst. And until they do the mitzvah, it's not written. L'chein davka himol yimol. Shagam shabriso yizborach nechtam benefesh Yisrael tzarech lios nigla al yedei maisa odam. In other words, in this unique set of circumstances where the person is already been, was already born, right, circumcised, right, that unique set of circumstances, it comes to show you that it's not sufficient that Rekod Hashem has implanted that Kedusha in us. It remains dormant until we energize it. We have to do it. Mm-hmm. We have to do it. And that's true vis-a-vis ourselves, and personal vis-a-vis, and that's true vis-a-vis the entire world. V'cheinu b'chol ma'ase yedeim l'chein davki mol yimol shagam shabriso. Oh, we did read that, right? Is until it's done, I did ma'ase adam v'cheinu b'chol hamitzos rak mila nikra bris. Right, mila was one chosen to be put into this medrash over here because mila itself is called bris.
Completion.
Right, bris. Well, because bris is what he called is shekol tayag mitzvah. Bris is tough resh yud beis. Right, there's tayag mitzvos. Bris is tough ratio base, and his bris, the bris mila, is the linchpin upon which all the other 612 mitzvos sit. Right? It's kilu. It's the linchpin that holds all of them. So that's why they chose mila. Linchpin. What?
It's the foundation.
It's
dependent upon.
What were those terminologies that he used again? Okay, never mind.
Conjecture. Convulsion.
Not convulsion. Convolution. Okay, never mind.
Close.
Okay, it doesn't make any difference. Right. Shehu mitzvah rishonam yuchadis la'am Hashem. It's the first mitzvah that's specifically designated for the Jewish people. Bris. Vezehu atzmo perish livias chen. No, I'm saying Bris Mila is already Sefer Bereishis, and what do you call it in Parshas Lech Lecha. I'm saying, in terms of the Jewish people, it's true, what do you call it, the first sivui that Jewish people got as an am, is what he calls Rosh Chodesh, the first mitzvah that shaft of the Jewish people, it was given to Avraham Avinu. Right? Even though we keep it, because Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah in it, but whatever. Vezeu atzmo pirish livyaschen, that's the idea of livyaschen, shenase habris v'hiskashus, idea mitzvah, l'chein nikro mitzvah miloshon tzavta. That's why a mitzvah is called mitzvah, because it's miloshon tzavta, to be together with Hashem. In other words, you solidify the partnership through doing a mitzvah. Tzavta, tzadi, vav, tuf, aleph. Like in Hebrew, what he called tzevet, a team. Right? Every mitzvah you do together with what he called with Hashem, tzavta. Or like, remember we talked about before, that b'chlal, the mem tzadi, in the word mitzvah, in atbash, when you interchange the aleph for the tuf and the beis for the shin, etc., right, is yudkei. So every mitzvah you're writing Hashem's name. Mem tzadi and atbash is what he called is yudkei, and the last two letters are the vavkei. In other words, there is the revealed act that you do, represented, right, by the vavkei, which I'm not going to get into right now, and right, called, there is the hidden, right, the hidden connection through atbash, which is the yudkei. So every mitzvah you do, you're running Hashem's name.
What's tzavta mean?
Tzavta means to be together, right, like a tzevet, like a team. Kedisa sefer shari kedusha shayde kol mitzvah.
Grandmother? Can't hardly tell the
difference. Where is Archie when I need him? Okay. Right?
Remember your connection with him.
I'm trying hard. Sha'al yidei kol mitzvah nimshach chius hanefesh la'osa ever prati. So every mitzvah, a person is bringing, what he called, life to that aver, to that limb that he's doing. right? That limb that he has. Everybody caught. Umiskasher haguf banefesh haruchni v'chein mitzvah goreres mitzvah. You hear this? Right? Because umiskasher haguf banefesh haruchni. As you do the mitzvah with your goof, it attaches, right? It attaches that limb, right? That limb, that part of your physicality to what you call to its spiritual source. V'chein mitzvah goreres mitzvah. That's why one mitzvah, right? One mitzvah brings a person to the opportunity of doing another mitzvah. It's because every time a person does a mitzvah, he leaves his egocentric universe, he enters into the Ribono Shlom's universe, he enters into the world of what we call the world of the Torah's universe. And as he enters into the world of the Torah's universe, now there are more things, more mitzvahs available, and more mitzvahs available, because that's the world that you're living in, that's the reality that you're living in. Al Yedei Shemekasher Agashmi Baruchni.
What's the mitzvah of eating connected to?
So the eating, what do you call it, something that could be parav, like Pinkas, the Chassadik Zohar used to talk about, that eating can either be the most debasing act, right? Or eating can be the most lofty act. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says that in the level of Kedusha, right, in the level of Kedusha, he says, Achilasam, what do you call it, when people eat Bikdusha, Achilasam ka Achilasam Izbeach. When a kodesh, when a person with kadosh eats, his eating as though the food is rising up on the what do you call it, on the.
I'll speak to you, Moshe.
To you, Moshe.
Who's this? Mine?
No.
It's mine. I don't know why it's about.
Turn it off.
Then I'll just call back.
You can put it on silent.
I don't know how to put it on silent. How do you get it off of silent?
Good for all those that are not familiar. We're having a little torch here and using a cell phone.
Is that that just press that button.
The bottom.
Okay. Try to remember that for the future.
Okay.
So,
fine.
Who knows? We've got voice to someplace in cell phones.
Where were we?
Eating can be the most debasing or the most
elevated or the most debasing act. Right?
That's, so what's the connection on eating?
So I'm saying, you brought up eating. You're asking me.
I know what part of the body is connected to
the body, you're sustaining yourself. That act can either be an act that you do b'tzavta together with Hashem, right? Or you can do it and totally be detached from Hashem, right? As you're telling, you know, Hashem, you know, wait for me outside in the parking lot. Now I'm involved in something else. But if a person is eating, because he's eating to sustain himself, so he can do Torahs, he can do b'tzavs, so he can be happy. So you can be happy, but you can be satisfied, not bent out of shape. Again, it would be called different strokes for different folks.
I know, well, the question was, when you do a mitzvah, that part of the goof is connected to Hashem. So the question is,
precisely the point we're coming to, is that the goal is not just the individual act and the individual limb, but really that all of you should be connected to Hashem. Right? In other words, the sum total of all the parts, the goal is what, not any specific act per se. Every act all together eventually completes the person. It binds that person totally to Hashem. So all of his taryag, right? All of his taryag limbs, sinews, recalled organs, etc. His 248 organs, his 365 sinews or vessels or whatever they happen to be, right, etc. That they, as your Mekadosh, all of them, the person as a whole, right. So eating for sure, because eating is that's you. It's not just being Mekadosh your mouth; it's being Mekadosh everything about you.
Good point. Thank you very much.
Okay. Right, perish. Hagufu madrega hashvela sheba adam. The person's physicality—that's the lowest part of his, what do you call it, of his being, his guf.
Physicality.
Yet, vayde ha mitzvah misale, and through the mitzvah being bitzavta together with Hashem, by transforming you into a mitzvah, eating l'shem shamayim, or with a certain achilas, which themselves are mitzvahs, achilas matzah, erev yom kippurim, right, etc., Shabbos yontif, oneg, etc. But even when we're not eating at times that are specifically mitzvahs, when we eat l'shem shamayim, that also transforms as a mitzvah. By idea mitzvah, mis'ala, through by being b'tedeh b'tzavta with Hashem, mis'ala, mis'dabek b'nefesh aruchni, a person becomes attached to what he called tanefesh, to his soul, right? His soul source. Balzek siv ner l'ragli, right? Hashem, ragli hu aguf, right? My, when it talks about that the Torah is like a lamp lighting for my ragli, where my feet walk, it's talking about my physicality. And as the Torah has the capacity to raise up my physicality. Fine. Right. Fine. Okay, well, we don't have to. We'll go to call. So now he says then that's the pasuk over here. What does it say over here? It says, Ki livya schein heim l'roshecha. They escort you. The mitzvahs escort you. And then the result is, right? They become a crown for your head. V'anokim l'gargorosecha. They become a necklace for your neck. What does that mean? He says, Ukmochin v'adam atzmo kishim mochiach u'moshich aguf achar ha'pnimius. When a person tries to connect his, what do you call it, his physical actions to his pnimius, motzechein b'nei amokom, he finds a favor in the eyes of Hashem. V'anakim l'gargorosecha, right? And Hashem then in turn pays him. He pays him anakim l'loshen ha'anaka, schar and olam haba. But the idea is not recall. Let's do the mitzvos so we should get schar, like it says in Yovos. Al tu kavonim yosham shemav rav amanas
l'kavu
pra. You do the mitzvos to be attached to Hashem, and of course He's going to give you a reward. He's going to give you a reward, but the idea is to do them to be attached to Hashem, and you want to be attached to Hashem in your totality. Okay. Further. Next medrash. We're going to speak out the idea a little bit more deeply. Right?
I want to get you the parsha. Talking about this.
Okay, sorry. Kiyikre ken tzipor lefanecha. Shalech tashalach tzaim. Right? Right. The pasuk says, "Mikol mishmar nitzor libecha." Once again, a pasuk in Mishlei. Mikol mishmar, from everything that needs to be guarded from. In other words, the negative prohibitions, the things that you have to be shomer from. Right. All the things that you have to guard yourself not to do. Right. Prohibitions. Nitzor libecha. Guard your heart. Make sure your heart doesn't do any of the negative prohibitions. Isn't been drawn. Protect your heart from all the negative prohibitions. Ki mimenu totzos chayim. From it comes, right, the avenues of life. Ki mimenu totzos chayim. So the Sfasemis asks the question, right?
The avenues of life?
Yeah, the avenues of life. Right? The avenues of life. Before we get to the Sfasemis, so what do you call it? So says the Medrash. Amrav Ada, Ramach Mitzos Ese Yesh Batorah, the 248 positive commandments, Kaminyan Evarim Sheba Adam, that according to the number of organs in a person's body. V'chol Yom Tzoakim Ala Adam, and every day these organs, as it were, yeah, cry out to the person. Asay osano, no, the mitzvos that are associated with the person's organs cry out to him. Asay osano, do us shetichaya b'zchuyosenu, so you should live right in our merit. V'tarech yomim, right, and you should live long. V'shasa mitzvos lo asay k'minyan mosachama, and the 365 k'neged, what do you call the days, what do you call of the year, also k'neged the person's sinews. U'b'chol yom v'yom shachama zorachas, and every day that the sun shines, ad shishokas, until it sets, tzavachas v'omeres, the mitzvos losas, and you're screaming out to the person, gozrani alecha, right? I decree upon you, according to the one who brought you to this day today, and who has given you life until this day, Al Tavorbi, don't go against me, don't transgress any of the prohibitions. So every limb, right, every positive commandment is screaming out, do me. And every negative prohibition is saying, don't transgress me. Don't transgress me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't be go over this aveirva. Al tachria oscha vesa olam kula kafchova. And don't, as it were, destroy yourself and destroy the world by transgressing one of these aveiras. Right? Hare tayag mitzvos. The whole mitzvah, nizkar, matan, schara. Right? There are 613 mitzvahs, and every what you call mitzvah has got its what you call its own schar. But Hashem doesn't reveal all the schar of every mitzvah. It doesn't reveal what the schar is of every mitzvah. Select ones he mentions. Regular our parsha mentions a few, right? But he doesn't mention all of them. Why? Because otherwise people would just be involved. Okay, what's got the most schar? I'm going to do that. But Hashem doesn't want just what he calls the individual mitzvah to be done. Hashem wants the entire picture to be completed. So if you ignore some mitzvahs because you say, hey, that's not a good, worthwhile investment, that gets more schar, I'm going to do that, then what you come out is you come out with an imbalanced picture, and Hashem wants the entire picture completed. Fine. This is Fasemes. The Medrash Tanchuma, the Kol Mishmar, ki mimenu totzos chayim. Right? Says the Medrash Tanchuma, it shouldn't say mimenu. Mimenu is yochid. From it. Right? We're talking we're talking about here, guard, the way the pasuk is being read. In other words, guard yourself, guard your heart from all the negative prohibitions. So, because from it will lead you to the path of light. It's not from it, it's from them, all the negative prohibitions. Right? Not just, it's not one, it's all of them.
Yeah.
Says the Sfasemis, it really should say, Mehem, Raktekoy ala klal. Once again, the idea is not we're talking about individual mitzvahs, but the fact that individual mitzvahs create a klal, they create a general principle. Mikol Mishmar, ki the Ikar Achaim Zochim Betziruf Kol Mitzvos. Hashem wants to complete us. In other words, if you're looking at every individual mitzvah, so there's some more important, some less important, etc. But the picture of the person will be incomplete if he's only going to focus on the ones that he knows have the most scar. Hashem wants to complete us. He wants to be complete us. He wants us to be shalem. So therefore, he didn't tell us which would you call the mitzvah has more scar or not. And that's why it says, kimimenu, right? From it, the total global picture of associating, being attached to mitzvahs, be attached to me through mitzvahs, be attached to me through mitzvahs, be attached to me through mitzvahs. That's what he wants from us. That's why it says mimenu and not mehem for every individual mitzvah. Vizeh mashal hapardes, right? That's why the Medrash mentions it's like an orchard, and there are all different types of trees. The Medrash says, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends when he brings Poland down, and he says, please take care of the pardes. So if he told you how much reward you'd get for taking care of this tree or that tree or the next tree, so everybody would only work on those trees. The pardes as a whole wouldn't be complete. Right, the pardes as a whole wouldn't be complete.
Mm-hmm.
Right, shemevia medrash ki aprat yesh kalos v'chamuros. Individual mitzvahs, there's some are more required, more severe, some less severe. Right, aval ikar aschar.
You mean more important than others?
Right, what do you call it? They affect more things, etc. Right, and as an act, what do you call it? You get it, but perhaps more scar. But the ikar scar, there's an overriding scar that person gets. She's zochin l'shleimus apardes. Right. The idea is to be mashlim oneself. The idea is to complete oneself. The idea is to transform oneself into someone who's attached to Hashem through every opportunity, through every object, through every occurrence, through every hurdle. That's the goal. Not really quote again, and that's what all of these midrashim and the svasim is trying to hammer home. That sometimes we get involved, we lose the forest for the trees. Right? I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a lot of reward for this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get a lot of reward for that. What Hashem wants is that in total we should be connected to Him. Because that's the greatest scar, is to be attached to Him. Right? Not just that the act generates a certain scar. It's not just the act generates a certain schar. Now, guess what? I'm going to give you a carrot. What do you call it? You know, if you run this way, you do that, you do the next thing. The idea is I want you to be attached to me completely, just like in the orchard. All the trees have to be tended. All the trees have to be taken care of. Right? Otherwise, the pardes is what you call it doesn't look right. Right? You got one section is overgrown, one section which is finely tilled, etc. And that's what Hashem wants for us. He wants the connection. It's through the mitzvahs that we connect. But if we only look at the mitzvahs as what he called, I'll do this and I'll get reward, I'll do that and I'll get reward. We're meshamshim as a rabbi, master, the kabbal pras. We miss the point. We miss the point. So on that, right, now we can begin to understand right, both the beginning of the parsha and the end of the parsha. The beginning of the parsha talks about the story of the Eshi Sefas Tor. Right, the guy goes out into battle, sees a beautiful woman, etc. And there's a whole parsha there. And Chazal say, right, Rashi brings it down, Lo dibra Torah el keneged yetzahara. Right? Lo dibra Torah el keneged yetzahara. The Torah is speaking against the yetzahara. How so? How is it speaking against the yetzahara? It made it mutter. It made it mutter to take the Yeshi Sifas Torah. So we hear, listen to things, and we're saying to ourselves, that's against the yetzahara. Why doesn't Hashem help me just crush the, what do you call it, the HRO, or let it make it not so tempting. Not so tempting. No, says the Sfas Emes. It's Dibra Torah Kenegin Yetahara. Why? Because the Torah has now given you, right, an opportunity that you say to yourself, whenever a person is doing this, like in the Hebrew code, people went out to war with tzaddikim. I mean, what do you call it? This guy, what do you call it? Bein according to Rabbi Yosef, Bein according to Rabbi Akiva. Either were people with tremendous bali bitachon and went out to war, or people who hadn't been over any aveiras, right, went out to war. So a person, and yet a person is drawn towards this thing over here. So now, when the Torah says, under certain circumstances, and if you do it a certain way, it's mutter. That person breathes a sigh of relief. What does he say? He says, you know, if this hadn't been mutter, I wouldn't have done it. If this hadn't been mutter, I wouldn't have done it. Right? Because I want to always be attached to Hashem. In other words, if the person were just confronted with it and it's usher, so either be successful or it won't be successful. But the concept, right, the global concept, of what he called, if this weren't mutter, I wouldn't have done it. Because why? Because I want to be attached to Hashem. And the fact is, as the Torah says, that the ramifications from this, and eventually what he called, he comes to hater and events, what he called, he sees all of what he called, he sees all the negative, what he called, things that come from him. He says, because I'm not attached to Hashem. And it's the very nature of the mitzvah, and the very fact that he has to come to grips with the fact, this is the sort of act that I would never think of doing. But the Torah says it's mutter, so I can do it here. But if it were usher, I would never do it. Right? He has to address his total relationship with Hashem. If it were usher, right? Because what does usher mean? The Sfas brings from the Baal Tanya that when what's mean something usher means you usher means also mean to be bound up. Usher, like an asir, is a prisoner. You when you do something usher, you've tied yourself to a different system. You've tied yourself to a system, what do you call it, of the Yetzer Hara, right? You've tied yourself to an egocentric system. You're not tied to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that, says the Sfas Emes, that's the whole story of the Parsha. There are lots of mitzvos, right? And we have to do all the mitzvos. But we mustn't fall prey to, what do you call it, losing the forest for the trees, right? That all I'm thinking about is, okay, I'm going to get to do this mitzvah and get this reward. I'm going to do this mitzvah, I'm going to get this reward. I'm going to do this mitzvah, I'm going to get this reward. It's true the reward is going to come. But the goal of all the mitzvahs is that we should be completely attached to Hashem. That's why Hashem designed the world. He says the world is not complete unless we're working with shutzes. You got to be with me. You got to be with savta, with me. Be with me, with me. And that's so crucial because we forget about that all the time. We forget about it. We're always focused on ourselves, right? Tell the what do you call it? Can't remember what he called the a person, right? When a person wants, right, when a person wants not only that he should do mitzvahs, that other people should do mitzvahs, when you want to share in mitzvahs, when you want to share in mitzvahs, it shows you understand that concept. That's not just, you know, how am I going to get ahead, right? It's the all the Jewish people, all together with Hashem, it's the relationship. It's through the mitzvahs that we build that relationship. It's through that through the mitzvahs we transform every moment of our time and every object that we come into contact with and every hurdle that we have to hurdle, we transform all these to connection with Hashem. Connection, more connection, more connection, more connection, more connection. So if the Torah hadn't designed, hadn't made this first mitzvah in the Parsha, which is really called the mitzvah Yifas Tohar, would you say, why are we allowing this? Because he says, because when a person, right, when a person does something that under normal circumstances he never done, right? It's, how can I possibly do this? But he has to confront the idea, you know, if this weren't mutter, I wouldn't do it. He has to address his relationship with Hashem. And that is the antithesis of the end of the Parsha. The end of the Parsha is the story of Amalek. And what does it say over there? It says, remember what Amalek did to you when you left Mitzrayim. It says, Asher Korcha Baderech, he attacked you, he cooled you off, as it were, like Korcha Beloshen Kriwas, like he jumped into what he called a boiling hot bathtub and said, you see, you can manage, right? He cooled the Jewish people's fervor for Hashem down. Vayizaniv Becho Kolanecha Sholim Acharecha. Right, but he struck you a blow to your rear, zanav, like a tail, what tail? So Rashi, what he called the Medrash, brings down. What does it mean? It's a lashon saginor. It's a euphemism. Hiko son makazanav.
Tail within us.
Right, the Greek called no tail, but it's a reference to what? They cut off the milos of the Jews that they attacked, right, and they threw them towards heaven, and they said, this is what you want. Have take what you want. In other words, what he calls the Amalek is the antithesis of building a relationship, we recall, with the Creator. Right, Amalek, even as they attack us, it's just like, okay, God, you want everybody call it to do this pro forma act or that pro forma act, right? It's on the one hand, really call it, you want the bris is the symbol of the total relationship, right, with the Jewish people. Then Amalek comes and says, there is no such thing as a relationship, what do you call it, with the Creator. Not that they're atheists. There's no such thing as a relationship with the Creator. The Creator is in heaven. He has nothing to do with us, right? He has nothing to do with us. He made us. We're small. We conquer our. We become our own supermen, as it were. We conquer down here on earth. Creator is totally what he called detached from us. Take what he called. We take your bris back. There is no room in this world for a bris. There is no room in this world for connection to Hashem. And that, right? That's where the Sfasemis, right? The way Sfasemis guides us is the entire story of the Parsha. Lots of different mitzvos. But mitzvos that it's so interesting. You think about the mitzvos, some of the mitzvos in the Parsha. There's the mitzvah of building a makeh, right? Why? So in case, the Pasuk says, Ki pohan ofel mimeno. And as this person was destined to fall from there.
They didn't have to be
right.
From your room.
But you shouldn't be you shouldn't be the avenue for which he does. Right? But what difference does it make? Like, what difference does it make? What difference does it make if he's supposed to die anyway? No, but you should be sensitive to the fact that you shouldn't be the avenue. Because all of the Jewish people are connected to Hashem. And we're all connected all through Tayag Mitzvah, so all the events of our individual lives, but all of those, what do you call it, all those individual lives are all linked together as they bring Hashem's presence into the world through the Jewish people as a whole doing mitzvahs. So we always should want to be there just as Hashem bestows good upon us. We should always be there as an avenue to bestow good upon one another. You shouldn't be the avenue for his destruction. Oh, he's destined to die? You don't be the avenue. You don't be the avenue. So once again, it's the big picture, right? The big picture is comprised of small acts, right? You can't be attached to the big picture without doing mitzvahs. You can't be attached to the big picture without avoiding avarice, right? But what do you call? But the goal is the big picture. We're all connected to one another, and we're all connected to the Rebbe Shlomo through Tzavta together, right? Together. Or the mitzvah of what do you call it of hanging a person up after what do you call it, after he's been executed because of either Avodah Zarah or cursing God forbid Hashem, etc. You hang him up. That's part of the punishment. But you immediately take him down. Why? Kikilas Elokim Talui. Because the curse of what do you call it, God forbid of God is hanging there. So the Mishnah Sanhedrin says, what's this Kilas Elokim Talui? It says that when an Adam be Yisrael, we're talking about a Rasha, is Bitsar, right? He's Bitsar. He's in pain. He's just been executed. His body is debased. He's hanging there. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kalani mi Zroi, right? Right? Kalani mi Roshi. Kalani mi Kol Gufi. It's though as my hand doesn't feel like it's attached. My head doesn't feel like it's attached. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when a Jewish person, a Rashi we're talking about here, is executed, right? So it's Kaviyachal, the Shekhinah is in pain. The Shekhinah is in pain.
When a person is not attached.
Right? When a person has been killed. So Hashem says, what he calls, it's all my hand grows weak. It's all my head gets weak. It's all my entire goof is weak. Right? Because what's that saying, once again, is that because I'm partners with all the Jewish people. Right? This person became a Rasha. Right? That means what he called it means, but that means the entire system is what he called is not complete. Yeah. Right? Right? This individual limb now is broken. But not only is that, the whole system is broken, says the Rebbe Shalom. Because I want to be attached to everyone in every way. Because that's what's best for them. Because that's what he called, that is their Olam Haba. That's the ultimate of their Olam Haba, is the attachment to Hashem. Don't lose the big picture. Don't lose the big picture. And I dare say, right, that in Chodesh Elul, Bechor Bechor for the Yom Nirayim, you know, sometimes we get preoccupied with you know small points here and there, or we let things bug us, yeah. I think we get we want to give it to that one and give it to the next one. We're annoyed with this, we're annoyed with that, etc. But we forget that when we do that, we've stepped out of the big picture. We say, oh, it's not so bad. It's not like I did a terrible affair here. Right, what did I do? I did it with Michal Shabbos. Was there a Ritzicha? Did I do a Hazara? No. Right? So I took time out. I said, Hashem, wait for me in the parking lot while I lose my temper. Right? Or Hashem, wait for me in the parking lot while I insult somebody. Or Hashem, wait for me in the parking lot, whatever we call it. So we say, what's a big deal? I was over, what do you call it? And I was over on Eichavi Mises, Greece's Besdin. No, but you stepped out of the big picture. This time of year is when we try, as it were, right, at the end of the year, we try to be the way we should have been all year in terms of being attached to the big picture. Never to step out as best as we can. Never to step out of the big picture. That's what a Malik wants. There is no big picture. There is no bris. Take the mila that you want, right, etc. And look at the way the Torah was allowed the Parsha of Yifas Tor at the beginning of the Parsha. It allowed that person, just so that a person would come to grips with the fact, right? Come to grips with the fact that there's nothing more precious to him than his relationship with Hashem. And he says to himself, if this hadn't been mutter, I would never have done this. Why? Because this connection from Hashem. This gives them the ability to come to grips with the what do you call the big picture. So the Torah, as it were, allowed something which in its individual act is not beneficial for the person. That's obvious. Right? Because we see the ramifications of it. In order that you should learn, right, the lesson, right, of the big picture. The big picture. All of the pratim, all of the mitzvos, all of the prohibitions, all of the lavim, right, are all to connect us totally, just like the beautiful the pasuk says in Yeshaya. Pasuk says in Yeshaya. In Yeshaya it says, "Ki kerem Hashem svakos beis Yisrael." The Jewish people are themselves are like what it called like a vineyard, a beautiful vineyard, right? And that's the way we have to try and present ourselves. The different vines, different strains of grapes, different parts of the vineyard, etc. We have to be that Kerem of Hashem. When we're the Kerem of Hashem, we're attached to Hashem, and that's what Hashem wants for us, and that ultimately is the greatest scar that we'll have, is that total attachment to Rebbe Shlomo.